good morning. It's Thursday, the 12th of July, 2018. Welcome back to Autonomous Cars with Mark Hogue, the first and only twice-weekly podcast on autonomous cars in the world. So, I had meant to roll out this episode yesterday, but then, of course, the absolutely history-making World Cup semi-final match between Croatia and England took place, and totally derailed my day. And what a match it was. Obviously, Croatia winning in overtime, despite being one man down, same way it did against Russia. Absolutely unbelievable. I hope you all got to watch it as well. Now then, before we dive into today's episode, there is one announcement I need to make. I'd been meaning, hoping to delay this as late as possible, but I think it's time to be pretty transparent with you. So today, episode 45, is actually going to be the final episode as I go on summer holiday, because it is time for a break. Turns out I've just got way too many things coming up, and, well, frankly, it's a big reason why this week's first episode is happening today, Thursday, and, yeah, as I've just said, it'll be the last episode for the summer. Going to reconvene with episode 46. Let's see, probably end of August, early September, but the thing is, this July, as we enter the meat of summer, just way too many things going on in my life, both professionally and personally, not least of which, I've got my 3-year wedding anniversary with my wife to celebrate, for which we're, of course, going on a trip, got my birthday coming up, and oh yeah, we're doing a move, so I think it's a good time to go on a bit of a break. Please don't try to read between any non-existent lines. This isn't some sort of thinly veiled sort of, oh, things are going wrong with this podcast. No, everything's going great. In fact, things are going so well that it's why I'm continuing to do and to build this podcast. It's why I built the website, markhogue.com, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, please do be sure to check it out. But yeah, huge thank you to all of you for your ongoing support, sharing it with all your friends and colleagues and family, of course. Really, it's been just fantastic. I'm really thrilled to announce listenership has continued to grow at an increasing rate. So, no, all is truly well, and I absolutely can't wait to come back after the end of the summer break and pick up where we left off. Now, that said, I'm not going to leave you totally in the dark. I will continue to do, at least I certainly hope to do, at least the occasional episode now and then. You know, breaking news, really interesting stories that come my way, I will do my best to share them with you, but the twice weekly running of this show, that will pick up, as I say, late August, early September. So thank you for your understanding, and without further ado, let's dive right into today's episode. Today, an Apple employee steals autonomous car secrets, Daimler and Bosch roll out their own autonomous taxis, and Fiat Chrysler say they're going after Tesla. All this right now. So this is pretty wild. If ever there was an example of Silicon Valley being pretty good fodder for Hollywood spy flicks, this is surely it. I mean, first we've got Anthony Lewandowski, formerly from Google and Waymo. Obviously, he's the guy who created LiDAR pretty much in his own backyard, you know, having been accused of stealing Waymo trade secrets, taking him over to Uber. Well, now we've got a similar story. Supposedly an ex-Apple employee has been charged with stealing self-driving car secrets for China. This story out of Autoblog. The story is pretty wild. So apparently, there was an employee at Apple. His name is Chaolang Shang. Forgive my horrendous pronunciation. I'm doing the best I can. So apparently, he was an employee at Apple, and it looks like he had, I guess he had left for paternity leave, and then he had sort of come back while supposedly on leave and had essentially, stolen schematics and blueprints, information on a particular chip, a proprietary chip, which only a very small subset of Apple employees were ever privy to. And in any event, the idea was he was supposed to then go back to China, and the allegations are that he'd be working at basically a new startup company in China developing an electric vehicle. This company is called Xiaopeng Motors. So, turns out he got to the airport, and, well, he was caught by security, by police rather, right after going through the security screening. So this is pretty wild. I mean, so on the one hand, this is kind of almost funny to discuss. It's, one could almost say it tongue in cheek. I mean, people are literally risking their livelihoods, you know, going to jail. In this case, apparently he could potentially see 10 years in prison. So, you know, and then of course, prior to this, the story again of Anthony Lewandowski. I mean, if ever there was an example, or I should say, if ever there was a sort of a data point suggesting just how kind of how big this whole autonomous car revolution really is, this is surely it. I mean, people are just doing anything and everything they can to get ahead. I would be shocked if there weren't some sort of a techno spy espionage thriller kind of a film that were produced about all this. I mean, this is really incredible stuff. And I just think it speaks volumes to what this industry is all about. I mean, it's very clear, very safe to say that whoever manages to tackle this and get to the top really will be the next big thing. So I don't know if there's going to be much more about the story coming out. Obviously, if there is, we'll loop back and fill you in on it. But for the time being, this seems to be pretty much the end of the road for this guy. So I should say, as an aside, though, this does shed a bit more light, if only as bounced indirect light, that Apple really are onto something and they really are pretty keen to get involved in the autonomous car space. Still not really clear whether it's going to be, you know, an actual vehicle or really the OS, the powers of the vehicles, or maybe just technology that they're going to use to license out to other companies. Again, I realize it's very un-Apple-y, but we'll see. More on this as soon as we get it. Real quick before continuing, I just found out that Autonomous Cars with Mark Hoge is now live on Spotify. So if you're a fan of Spotify, please be sure to check it out. So just as Waymo is about to roll out its fully autonomous car hailing service in Phoenix, Arizona, news now that Daimler and Bosch are going to roll out their own autonomous taxi service somewhere in California. Nobody knows quite where. So Bosch will, rather unsurprisingly, be providing things like sensors, actuators, control units, while Daimler, of course, will be providing the vehicles and test facilities. Daimler, of course, is the parent company of passenger car maker Mercedes-Benz. It looks like the cars to be provided will be Mercedes S and B class vehicles. The B class, for those of you who don't know, is a relatively small volume vehicle Mercedes makes. It's their fully electric hatchback. So no word yet on precisely which car will be used for this program, where it's going to be tested, or how, other than the fact that, of course, as a test program, passengers will get to ride totally for free. Of course, they'll be able to use some sort of app to call up the vehicles on demand, rather like Uber. The technology stack will be provided by NVIDIA. They've got their NVIDIA Drive Pegasus platform. This, of course, provided by the same NVIDIA, the chip maker that's most famous, of course, for providing computer gaming CPU, or I should say GPUs, graphics processing units. So very exciting this, and it's great to see sort of more development, really, in the public light coming out of Mercedes in Germany, and to see the extent to which they're going to try to seemingly play catch-up with all the other companies, whether it's Tesla, Ford, or anybody in between. So very exciting to see where this goes. We'll obviously have more for this to share with you as we learn it. So earlier in this show, a listener was kind enough to share with me some feedback. His opinion was that I should keep the show singularly focused on autonomous car tech and not go off on any tangent with respect to electric vehicle tech specifically, unless it somehow ultimately involved the discussion about autonomous tech. So I kind of took that very much to heart. And as I think you'll notice, in fact, I don't think there's any episodes or even segments which dealt solely with electric car tech. Until now. Now, no disrespect to this guy, because I actually rather agree with him, which is why I've done so. But for this segment, I have to say, this to me is actually very related to autonomous car tech. Here's why. The story is, and this is out of our good friends over at electric.co. The article title is, "We're Going After Tesla, Says Fiat Chrysler, with Their New EV Plan." Well, first of all, as an aside, this is a pretty pleasant surprise. Chrysler isn't exactly well known for going after the EV space. Obviously, Chrysler now part of Fiat. Fiat chairman Sergio Marchionne, not exactly kind of the most pro-EV guy in the world, let alone autonomous guy in the world. So to have this news now that they're going to really kind of double down and not only kind of dive into electrification, but in fact do so to the extent that their mission, their kind of mandate now is to quote-unquote go after Tesla, this is quite a thing. So to take a further quote, Tim Kuniskis, he's the head of Alfa Romeo and Maserati, it's Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, obviously that's their luxury brands, he's gone ahead and said, in a comment to NBC News, everything gets electrified, look at our product portfolio, and you see, we're going after Tesla. I mean, it isn't, or at least it hasn't been, and so it's pretty neat to see them doing this now. So this is pretty great. My suspicion, there isn't much detail on this as such, but, you know, and obviously this is putting aside things like the admittedly pretty cool, plucky little Fiat E500, which I frankly love. If you look at the orange and white one, it's essentially an orange creamsicle on wheels. And obviously the Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivan, the vehicle for Waymo's autonomous vehicles. I've actually said several times on this show, it's the first minivan I've ever called cool. I just think it's pretty neat looking, both outside and in. So apart from those, Fiat Chrysler Automobile haven't really done much else with electrification of their vehicles. So if now they're going after Tesla, well, this is pretty great. My suspicion is they're going to do so with probably, I don't know, I'm totally just thinking, guessing aloud here. They're probably going to do so with electrified versions of their best vehicles currently, which are, of course, the Alfa Romeo, the Giulia, I just call it the Quattro Formaggio, or if you say it correctly, it's something like, not the four cheeses, obviously the Quadrifoglio, and of course the Stelvio, the fantastic SUV based on that sedan. That's my assumption. They're going to electrify those, and I can tell you this, when they do, they will indeed have a proper Tesla killer. So, well, okay, not killer, but competitor, let's put it that way. So anyway, really excited to share more news about this as I get it, but frankly, let's just call this a very genuine surprise to see FCA decide to do this seeming about face and go after Tesla. Very cool. You're probably wondering what this has to do with autonomous cars, as I promised it would. And here's the thing. It has a lot to do with autonomous cars because, as we've seen in nearly every automaker in the world, I'm not going to say that if a car is electrified, then it's autonomous necessarily, but I will say that if it's autonomous, then it usually is the case that it's electrified or fully electric. Well, in this case, no real word yet, but my suspicion is, and this is a big leap-ish, that by virtue of diving into electric cars, what we're going to see is that Fiat Chrysler Automobiles are going to get into autonomous cars as the logical next step, or if not the next step, quite frankly, even a concurrent step. This could be done not in series, but really in parallel. I firmly believe that once FCA start to roll out their first fully electric cars, what we're going to see is that they're also going to be their first semi-autonomous cars. That's just the logical thing, and that's what we're going to see. So you heard it here first. Maybe not. Who cares? But you can certainly hold me to it for having said it at least once. We'll check back, see what we can learn about this going forward, and we'll report back as soon as we have something. Before signing off today, I wanted to give a shout out to Riaz Karamali. He's an attorney over at the reputable international law firm Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw Pittman LLP. On July 2nd, he left for me a wonderful testimonial. He writes, "Who knew? What a great podcast. As an emerging company lawyer, representing cutting-edge technology companies, including in the AV and EV space. I'm always on the lookout for podcasts that help me gain insight into emerging hot areas. I recently discovered this podcast and am in the midst of binge listening to all the episodes. Mark's passion, deep technology insights, and broad-ranging views on the sector and how it is likely to evolve keep me coming back for more. And he leaves, of course, 5 stars. So a huge thank you to Riaz. I should say, I had the pleasure of working with Riaz the penultimate summer of law school, where I helped him with corporate law matters. This was at his former law firm. So anyway, huge thank you to Riaz for this. Really means a lot to me. Thanks so much. All right, well, that'll do it. Not just for this episode, but for this season, because as I said at the start of this episode, it is indeed time for me to go on summer break. I really was hoping to keep this going uninterrupted, but come on, if Game of Thrones goes on a season break now and then, I think so can I. Am I right? But yeah, look, like I said, I'm not doing this break because just for the heck of it. I just simply need to. I do not believe in good faith. I can continue doing 2 episodes per week going forward for the next 4 to 6 weeks or so. So, like I said, for any real breaking news or just plain fascinating stuff that comes my way, I will do my best to kind of tune in now and then and give you a pleasant surprise episode now and then. But as far as the regular twice weekly run of this show goes, yeah, just plan for that to come back on towards the end of August, early September at the very latest. And until then, what can I say? It's been a huge pleasure getting this show started with you. Hard to believe we're going on 5 months now. 45 episodes strong. Again, couldn't have done it without all your help and support. Really, really thrilling thing for me, this little tiny side project. I think it's growing so well, so nice like this. And of course, I have you all to thank for it, sharing it with your friends, family, and colleagues. Really, this wouldn't be going anywhere without your support. So really, thank you so much. As a reminder, please don't forget, you can always reach out to me on Twitter at Mark Hoag, MarcHoag. Of course, on LinkedIn, feel free to connect, send me a note. And of course, from our new website, markhoag.com, MarcHoag. There is, of course, a contact form. You can hit me up on that. And what else? Oh, of course, if you're listening on anchor.fm, leave me a voicemail. I promise to respond to you. So without further ado, I wish you all a wonderful holiday ahead. Have a wonderful summer break. Please do take that break if you can. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.